Mexican President Vicente Fox says he wants to reform his country's energy industry, boosting electricity production by 40% in the next 5 years. But along the California-Mexico border, where at least three new power plants are being built, residents worry about the health consequences of increased air pollution. They already suffer from high rates of asthma and other breathing problems. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Eric Neeler reports.
Each day, hundreds of Mexican field workers cross the border at Calexico, California, and board buses on their way to the vast farms of the Imperial Valley. This small agricultural community sits just across a steel border fence from Mexicali, a booming Mexican city of 750,000 people. The two cities share a border, a growing economy, and serious health problems. Patty Luna is the Calexico School District nurse. About 25 students at each of the district's 11 schools suffer from asthma. The district has the highest asthma rate among children in California.
They have a lot of absent days at school. It interrupts their schoolwork. They usually start with cold symptoms, and then we get started with the wheezing and runny noses and just not feeling good and having to go home with parents. Sometimes 3-4 days out of the week.
Parents also miss work to care for sick children. Asthma has several causes, but Luna believes part of the problem is the air they breathe.
A lot of it could be the environment that we live in. We are surrounded by fields. There's a lot of dirt, a lot of dust, and we live on the border where we have a lot of industries which are letting out a lot of smoke, a lot of chemicals, I guess, into our air.
There are a number of ongoing studies looking into the causes of asthma, but there's no doubt that air pollution makes it worse. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says the air here violates health standards for carbon monoxide, ozone, and particulate matter. The causes for the pollution include emissions from older cars in Mexico, dust from fields and unpaved roads in the Imperial Valley, and the growing industrialization along both sides of the border. The problem extends to Mexicali, where one local doctor who specializes in treating respiratory diseases estimates that 15% of the population has asthma. That's twice the normal rate in Mexico. It's a problem that affects everyone, especially athletes like these competing in a neighborhood bike race. Javier Castaneda is a college student who just finished the event. He says he has trouble breathing when he's out training.
And during January, after a harvest has been done, they'll burn the fields, and so there's ash and lots of smoke in the air, which makes it even a bit more harder to breathe.
Javier and others here worry that the air quality may get worse. San Diego-based Sempra Energy is building a $350 million natural gas power plant that will produce enough electricity to power 600,000 homes in California. A second plant is under construction in Mexicali, and a third is on the drawing board. Sempra Group President Don Felsinger says his plant is part of a regional energy strategy.
We're trying to surround the region and provide plants close to where the customer population centers are. Mexico happens to be an area where we have an existing operation in Mexicali. We have a business there. We have a natural gas pipeline that's a source of fuel for a power plant.
Felsinger says the Mexican plant will meet California's tougher emission standards. It will burn natural gas, which is considered a clean fuel. Still, it is estimated that the two new plants will boost overall emissions in the valley by 12%. And if Sempra were to build its plant in the Imperial Valley, California officials would require the firm to reduce emissions somewhere else in the valley. That's because the region already exceeds EPA health levels. Carlos Irurtagayena runs a Mexicali-based environmental group fighting the plants. He says they will pollute, and none of the new electricity from Sempra will go to Mexicali residents. They already pay more for power than Californians.
We're producing less expensive energy for a foreign resident, and here I am paying my taxes, and I'm paying a higher price for my electricity. So what kind of a trade benefit as a citizen I'm seeing? I don't see any.
The addition of the new power plants is forcing regulators and residents to confront the larger issue of cross-border air pollution. In the past, each country has blamed the other for causing air pollution and has failed to crack down on their own polluters. But now, at least, the residents here realize that they share the air, and any solution will require commitments from politicians on both sides of the border. For NPR News, I'm Eric Neeler in Calexico, California.